With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The icon, the legend, Miss Mary J. Blige with your boy Big Tig on the People Station V103, the ATL's number one for hip-hop and R&B. And I'm talking to her now. What's up, Mary?
Tigger.
How are you? What's happening?
Just the same thing everybody else is doing. Quarantine and just trying to make it work, make everything work.
How's that been for you? This is something that none of us have ever gone through, anything even remotely like this. Like, you, like, right. We love being outside.
It was cool for me because I kind of needed a break. I had been working nonstop. I'd just been going and going. So I kind of needed to just rest and not do anything. The hardest part about the whole thing was just not being able to touch, go see my mom, go just touch my right. family and just, you know, human contact. That was the hardest part of it. Just, you know, but other than that, it was something that I think everybody probably needed. It was just a freeze to self-reflect and to just, you know, kind of rest and rest our minds and rest our spirits and, you know, see what's really good with us, you know.
A lot of us in the business absolutely definitely could have used the break. I definitely get that.
Yeah.
Even if LT was bothering you, you couldn't put your hands on
it? My sisters never bothered me. That's when we was little. We're best friends now. That's my girl. I needed my sister in quarantine, by the way. I missed her.
Oh, man. Shout out to LT. So you've been busy at the same time working on this new thing that you're about to tell the world about. Tell me about Sun Goddess.
Well, Sun Goddess is my new wine. It's there's a rosé and there's a Sauvignon Blanc. And okay. I've been working on it for about 4 years. My friend Maxwell, you know Maxwell, he's one of the reasons why this happened. I was hanging out with him and his friends one night, and one of his friends happened to be Marco Fantanelle, who's the owner of the Fantanelle Winery. And he asked me, did I want to do a white wine? And because that's all I was drinking that night was white wine. And he asked me, did I want to do it? And I said, absolutely. I didn't even blink about it because I drink it. And I don't just put my name on things. If I'm drinking it or if I'm wearing it, I'm, you know, and I'm going to sell it, you know, that's the only way I'm going to sell it, you know. And it was it was a no-brainer to do it because I love white wines and I love rosés as well. So it's here, you know. Of course, I'm going to post pictures of me in Italy, and there's pictures of me in the vineyards and me holding the grapes and picking the grapes. And, you know, when I'm in it, Tigger, I'm in it. I don't play games like with my time and other people's time. So I'm going to, so people can really see, you know, when I did my fragrance, I was in it every single day. I smelled, you know, the different notes and, you know, I could tell you what's in the wine and I've been drinking it every single day. So
there's a benefit to it.
I'm trying not to drink it every single day. I take like a week off sometimes, you know.
So, you know, you went to Italy and they did the all formal thing where they walk you through the vineyards, which is a lot of fun and things like that. And now you've been formally trained, I imagine, on how to make a fine wine. There are going to be people out there that want to say, why should I try Mary J. Blige's wine? Why?
Well, because it's delicious. It tastes really good. It tastes like a lot of the white wines that I'm used to drinking. So, you know, but I know what's in it. You know, there's Pinot Grigio grapes, which are red grapes. That's where the blush color comes from for the rosé. And you have the Sauvignon Blanc grape for the white wine. and you have hints of blackberry and chamomile and peach in the rosé. And you know, I mean, that you know, there's so much history on the wine, and I mean, I was in it, I did it, and the wine is great. It tastes really, really good. I'm not going to be like, oh, it's so good. It's great. It's really great. That's all I can say. I don't want to, you know, oversell right. it. Too but much. It's great. I've been drinking it every, you know, other day.
You're trying to scale it back. It's not. Look, it's all right. We good. Look, you here, you sober. We all right. So, Mary, last night we watched the virtual edition of the 2020 BET Awards. They wouldn't cancel the culture because of this pandemic. The year before, you not only performed, you rocked, matter of fact. You didn't just perform, you rocked after receiving your Lifetime Achievement Award. I haven't had a chance to catch up with you since then. What was that moment like for you? To just not only receive the Lifetime Achievement Award, but then to, you know, do she was so merry and all, like you was there. That was yeah. you.
I just, it felt great because I'm just me, you know, and at the, and during that moment, I just let everybody see me, Mary J. Blige, and her element, what she does, you know, and not what she's trying to do. I just did what I did. And I was so blessed to be there to, you know, celebrate that achievement for so many years. And I've been going through so much in my life recently that, you know, it was just a blessing to be able to celebrate that and have BET honor me and just let people see me really relaxed in my element and just doing mm-hmm. Mary with no, I'm not trying to do anything. This isn't what I do. This is who I am.
Facts. So you mentioned like you've had trouble. Your life, so as long as I've known you, it's been somewhat of a roller coaster. How have you able been to recover from some of these hills and valleys? Because I know some of the times it made it to songs, and when you were happy, some fans weren't happy that you were happy. And when you were sad, they were like, oh, now we feel it. Like, how have you been able to balance that whole thing out and survive?
Just prayer, meditation, really self-reflecting, really forgiving people and moving on, really moving mm-hmm. on, and just really releasing people and letting them go so that my blessings can flow through and just not looking back and just dealing with myself instead of looking at someone else and what they did to me, look at what I allow and try to heal from, you know, my mistakes and not beat myself up for the mistakes I made. So it's a process and it's hard, but mm-hmm. That's the only way I can move on and move forward and live a decent life, you know, be happy for real at times, you know?
Right. We're celebrating the 20 year anniversary of BET Awards. My assistant Liz just looked up a picture of you receiving an award at the very mm-hmm. first BET Award. I was like, wow, I actually remember that.
Wow.
But I mean, 20 years later, how do you feel about it and its growth over that last two decades?
I feel really good about it because they give everyone a chance to celebrate their success and their legacy and their history. And then you have the younger artists and the new artists, and they get to celebrate. They just celebrate everyone the same way, you know. They let everyone just do what be them, you know, be who they are and celebrate that. So yeah. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of how BET allows us, you know, gives us a platform to just do us.
Right. We definitely do us. Well, mm-hmm. us is going to be getting some Sun Goddess. I'm just going to text you like my mailing address or something.
I got you.
So
too.
I can have some every day like you.
I got you.
Well, sis, I love you. I hope all is well with you during this pandemic. You're one of my friends, one of my sheroes, if you will. I always, you know, every time I see you, me and you's like this, I'm always here for you. Congratulations. Good luck on your Sun Goddess. We will definitely, I'm definitely going to go buy some as well, just because I like to support us and support Black business. But I just want you to know I love you and much love, sis.
I love you too, Tigger.
It's my girl, Mary J. Blige. If you got love for somebody, 404-741-WVEE. Pull up on a Tig, 404-741-WVEE. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Show some love. You might receive some love. It's always a good thing. Pull up on a Tig. Let's get lit. DJ Baby, you pulling up with the 5 o'clock happy hour mix. And he next right here on the People Station V103.